What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow. So, Raya and the Last Dragon? Something that Disney's been cooking up in the works for a minute. And before we get into the episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. Now let's get into the episode about Raya, the Last Dragon. This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So Raya and the Last Dragon is a little bit, just a little controversial. Not too much that, you know, people are sending weird tweet threats and stuff like that. No. It has to deal with how Raya the Dragon feels. First of all, it feels like Moana, but in Asia, and it also kind of feels like The Legend of Korra. Now, personally, I like The Legend of Korra, but I really just have problems with the hero itself more than the lore, the trailer, and the side characters. It mainly had to deal with the main character. When you're writing a hero is supposed to win and overcome their problems. Whereas from my writer's perspective, because I do write scripts on my own and stuff like that, in my own writer's perspective, Korra doesn't win at all. She's the unideal hero. So if this is giving people at the people at Verge Korra vibes, I hope it's giving the right Korra vibes, as in the lore and the background and the story is doing really well. But as far as Korra the character, I hope the main character is nothing like Korra. But this trailer seems very interesting in a sense that it's not revealing too much. We see very, very little action. When the action does happen, it happens quick, and it's like a punch and a kick, and then the scene switches to being some type of spy movie, trying to get in or trying to sneak in somewhere. So according to the Verge trailer, Ryan and the Last Dragon is currently slated to hit theaters in March, but like nearly every other movie this year, this date could change. And to my belief, it's going to be pushed back probably to April. That's my prediction, because dealing with the way that Disney's been stretching out the releases is mainly because of, you know, the Roni Rona, the way this is working, the whole virus floating around. And because of the virus is just pushing Disney into a corner financially, and then also specifically dealing with their movie releases. Mulan was pushed back to the free release. It was pushed back all the way until, I believe, actually December. It's supposed to be free on Disney Plus in December, and then Soul is supposed to be pushed back into December. Now, I actually think that Soul is going to be pushed back even further into early January, and then that's going to get the March date, whereas Raya is going to be pushed back towards the summer months, because it actually looks more like a summer movie than anything else. I think the characters look beautiful, the environments look beautiful. I follow a lot of the artists that work on this thing, and to me, I've been really interested in it. But the way that Disney's been dealing with their movies, making it more and more politicized, I don't know if I want to see it. But I'm going to still watch it. I'm going to give it a go. And I think it's going to be a good story. And I love a good story. And that's the thing that matters most. If it's a good story with something to be teaching you underneath, or trying to push in something underneath, I'd rather have that than a story that's trying to push a political narrative and then the story, which has been a couple of the Disney movies last time. Now, that's the same sister location of Verge also gave Mulan bad reviews. So just remember that Vox and Verge are similar, but not the same. Verge is more so tech, science, entertainment, whereas Vox is more like politics and stuff like that. So Vox was very critical that Mulan did not have enough politics, and Verge is very happy that this movie looks good. I just hope it's more so, I really hope this story is just about, actually, we don't really know too much about what the story is about, but seeing the trailer though, it seems like she's technically a Disney princess, according to this article. This is the log line that they have. Long ago, in a fantasy world of Kumandra, humans and dragons lived together in harmony. But when evil forces threatened the land, The dragons sacrificed themselves to save humanity. Now, 500 years later, that same evil has returned and it's up to a lone warrior, Raya, to track down the legendary last dragon and restore the fractured land and its divided people. However, along her journey, she'll learn that it'll take more than a dragon to save the world. It's going to take trust and teamwork as well. Actually, I haven't read the log line up until this point, whether it's the log line or the title description for the movie. This more so gives me vibes of The Dragon Prince. Now then, if you haven't seen The Dragon Prince, The Dragon Prince is on Netflix. Go ahead and check it out on Netflix. It's a very good series. It gives you Avatar, The Last Airbender vibes, mainly because it's voiced by many of the same characters. The story gives the same feels, the action, the drama. Even the comedy bits are down to feeling like Avatar, The Last Airbender. So I just think that's funny enough that this little description sounds like The Dragon Prince and Verge is getting Korra vibes. And I kind of see where they're getting the Korra vibes. But it seems that everybody's just a little confused as to where this might be going. I don't know. So apparently this is, she's the main character of Raya the Last Dragon, and the Last Dragon is supposed to be a Disney princess. So one of the things that I wonder is how they're going to market the princess aspect. Because the last couple princess movies from Walt Disney has been pushing for a strong female character, which is cool and dandy. But then again, they also have to think about how they normally market stuff. Like you can't sell Princess Penelope shirts and jackets because that's a fit that anybody can make. So it's nothing special about that. I'm thinking about cosplaying costumes and things where they can sell dishware and stuff like that. You can sell Brave. She has a dress. She got red hair. You can put her face on things. You can put the bears, her brothers, and stuff like that. That's marketable. With Wreck-It Ralph, technically Penelope is a princess, but you can't market her as much as you would want to. So you market the whole thing. So they push it as a whole thing. They don't really push Penelope by herself as the princess. You might see some merchandise here and there. Now, with Moana, they can't. They really can't push Moana because it's based in reality. Now, dealing with reality, right? So certain princesses in Disney do not get their attire and looks merchandised, namely because it's from ethnic origin. Things like Pocahontas. You don't see any Pocahontas dresses from Disney itself. And if you do, it's probably very, very low limited or has been circulating around since when it first came out because they can't do that. Mainly because it's ethically wrong to be selling a culture. Same thing with whatever your morals are. It's ethnically wrong to be selling a culture. Same thing with Moana. Moana's dress and her and the way she looks and the things that she wears and the way that the thing is, it's from natives in the Pacific Islands. So it's like you can't really take Moana and market her aesthetic, her appearance, and stuff like that. With Raya, I don't know how they're going to do it. They might do it more so for games. I see this more so as a video game marketing tool. I see this more so as a maybe something that can be dressed up. But considering how this princess looks, is very different from previous princesses in the Disney franchise, and I don't know how they're going to market outside of the movie. But otherwise, I think this might be an interesting movie to look at. So go ahead and stay tuned to find out more about Raya. We're going to keep updates for when the next trailer comes out, and hopefully it's way better than this. Way better than this. So thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. Go ahead and like, subscribe, share. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This has been Tejan, your host of The Red and Yellow. Have a good day. We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way. So make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube,
Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.